Want to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that we will be talking with Rob Regish during the first hour as we do our episode of the Blueprint Power Hour. And during the second hour, we're going to have Mark Baker on. He's got a farm called Baker's Green Acres. He raises feral pigs, and the state of Michigan and he are diametrically opposed in what he should do with those pigs. And we're going to get to the bottom of that a little bit later. Just want to remind everybody that the Age Force free month trial of the Fat Burner Patch continues on. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad to learn more. You've heard a lot of people on this show talk about how much they love the Fat Burner, how it works well, and here's your chance to find out for free. What do you have to lose but a few pounds? Okay, it's been too long. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing fantastic, man. How about you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. The New Year is greeting me with equipment problems. There's a ghost in my multiplexer, hopefully we'll be able to get that fixed. Yesterday, I couldn't even get the guests connected. I lost them twice. But luckily, that problem seems to be eradicated with some changes that I made this morning to the software. Anyway, okay. We're going to get right to the questions because coming out of the first break, we're going to have a fella on the show, and his name is Brian Barber, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we're going to. This is our little paying tribute to local heroes episode, so we're going to talk to him in a minute. This question comes from Joe Nasrallah. He says, hi, Carl and Rob. Love Supreme Radio, especially the Blueprint Power Hour. You guys have definitely changed my life for the better. Keep up the great work. My question for Rob, while diaspartic acid has enjoyed much success recently in having the ability to raise natural testosterone production in males, I've read that it would not have the same effect in women. My girlfriend had some recent blood work done, and her testosterone came back very low. Not wanting to inject testosterone, we are wondering if there are any supplements that are effective at boosting natural testosterone levels in women. My girlfriend already lifts weights, including the compound movements, and does a decent amount of cardio each week and follows a Paleolithic lifestyle of eating. She's 34 years old and looking to compete in her first physique competition sometime late in 2013, and we'd appreciate your advice and anything you can offer. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to both of you. Thanks a lot, Joe. And I just want to mention something before Rob answers this. This is not uncommon in hard training women to have low testosterone levels. So be aware of this as Rob goes into it. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, this is a great question, Joe. In women, testosterone is produced mostly in the ovaries and adrenals. Things like DAA and a lot of the over-the-counter test boosters are designed to stimulate the hypothalamus-pituitary-testicular axis in men. And you've correctly deduced that that's not going to work in women. So having said that, as women age, their bodies produce less and less of testosterone, which can lead to, you know, unwanted physical and psychological changes. The decline can be every bit as severe for the fairer sex. For example, during a menopause, women produce up to 50% less testosterone than they did in their teens and early 20s. So having said that, if you're not going to go the prescription HRT route, which, let's face it, most physicians are not going to go down that road with women, the fix would be oral DHEA. And DHEA levels begin to decline in women around age 30. Being 34 and in hard training, I recall the link to the adrenals in women where testosterone is produced. I suspect this is what the problem may be. with your girlfriend. Carl, you reference hard training females. It's not uncommon. You know, the adrenals get taxed and quite heavily by training.
Right, and that's where they're producing their testosterone, by the way.
Right. So several studies have shown women taking just 50 milligrams per day of DHEA reported improved energy levels, less anxiety, improved sleep, and better stress tolerance. A study done in 1998 looked at higher dose DHEA in postmenopausal women. They were supplemented with 100 milligrams a day for 7 days. The authors of the study noted a significant increase in testosterone levels after taking the supplement. So it doesn't take long, right? It happened within 7 days. So the bottom line is, unlike men, oral DHEA really does seem to do something for women. 50 milligrams per day is a logical starting point, I think, titrating the dosage up to 100 milligrams if necessary. Things to look out for in women with DHEA are virilizing effects, in other words, excessive body hair, thinning hair on the scalp, oily skin, and acne. In practice, though, I've seen women get fantastic results with little to no side effects by staying within that dosing threshold, between 50 and 100 milligrams. Given the quick rise in testosterone seen in the 100 milligrams per day study, I would consider a two-week-on, two-week-off dosing protocol as having the best risk-to-reward profile. And part of that is due to, you know, if you use a two-week rotation, she will likely notice, or there'll be enough time to notice, and give her the opportunity to compare how she feels and performs with and without DHEA. And if it's working for her, it should be fairly noticeable. One caveat, I know she's only 34, DHEA probably shouldn't be taken during pregnancy, or if she plans on getting pregnant, as it may adversely affect a developing fetus. But otherwise, DHEA supplementation in women, if you're looking to go over the counter, I think is the way to go. So I hope that helps, Joe.
I would also say that you should, if you're a woman especially and you're going to supplement with DHEA, that you should also consider supplementing with pregnenolone, because what will happen is if you start supplementing with DHEA, the upstream hormones, pregnenolone and progesterone, may start to reduce their conversion and production. So I would go ahead and use some pregnenolone so that you have you're backloading, as Dr. Crystal likes to call it, the hormonal milieu. And then you have a higher probability of producing enough progesterone as well. But yeah, it's a great point. And a lot of times women can get by in the early phases of even menopause and perimenopause with just 50 milligrams of DHEA a day to bring back libido, reverse vaginal dryness, and even reverse a lot of the symptoms of menopause before going to hormone replacement approaches, which is biased progesterone and testosterone. So it's very, very good advice, Rob. The next question comes from Greg Geldart. He says, I really like your tip on citrulline, and it opened up a world of nootropics to me. My question is, what other nootropics do you recommend?
Yeah, this is a great question, too. I have recently, rediscovered a compound called picamelin. I think that's how you pronounce it. But the spelling, for those interested, is picamilon. And I came across this when doing more research on GABA and related compounds. But it was first synthesized in 1969 in the former Soviet Union at the Vitamin Research Institute. And studies performed in Russia suggest that this picamelin improved nervous system function, recovery time after exhaustive work, lowered blood pressure, and improved memory. And that led to a pharmacological preparation being introduced in 1986. And it's prescribed in Russia as a mild tranquilizer for treating states of anxiety, fear, increased irritability, and emotional stress. So what it is it's a clever combination of GABA and niacin. So by bonding these chemicals into one compound, a novel and, more bioavailable nootropic was created. The big upside is that unlike straight GABA, which requires, you know, empty stomach in order for it to cross the blood-brain barrier, this picomelin allows for much easier crossing of the blood-brain barrier. And I actually take it sublingually under the tongue, and I certainly feel an effect from it, which brings us to what the studies say. Studies show it dramatically increases blood flow and circulation within the brain and achieves those results that are far superior to other nootropic agents that are purported to do that, such as ginkgo, piracetam, and aniracetam, a lot of the racetams. It's particularly effective in treating headaches. And in small doses, it has a tranquilizing effect, which is obviously helpful given states of anxiety and depression. Unlike most tranquilizers, though, it does not impart sedative qualities, making it a lot more flexible insofar as your daily dosing. You know, this is not something that's going to knock you out, per se. The effects are usually felt pretty quickly, with most noticing its impact within an hour or so. It lasts for about 4 to 6 hours, at least it does for me. The cognitive enhancing effects are cumulative, and they do become more evident as several weeks go by when you use it daily. Studies have shown it to be virtually, you know, very low toxicity. No allergy responses or properties, rather, nor is it carcinogenic. Perhaps best of all, it does increase circulation in the brain and is a superb vasodilator, much more so than vinpoctine, which is usually the category staple in that area. It is reasonably priced, too. I get mine at Beyond a Century, which I've spoken to before on this show. You can get 20 grams of it for circa $10, $10 and change, I think. And it's certainly worth experimenting with. It's a really interesting nootropic, and you don't hear about it. You know, you hear about aniracetam, you hear about piracetam, you hear about vinpoctine and citicoline. This is kind of one of those sleepers that's out there that is worth trying, in my opinion.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Good advice. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Brian. I'm sorry, what's his last name again?
I'm sorry, this case.
I can't believe. You know what? We both need some of this stuff. What's it called? I better. You know what I'm going to do during the break? I'm going to go to Beyond the Century and I'm going to order some. We're going to have Brian Barber on.
Brian Barber.
Yeah,
it's working.
I beat you to it.
Work.
All right, so there you go. When we come back, stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. You can learn about Mass Pro Synthogen by going to superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Advantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. Pharmanac, there's nothing else like it. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon
coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're joined now by Brian Barber. How you doing, Brian?
Good. How are you?
Good. Brian, where do you live?
Westland, Michigan. Detroit.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. We're going to be talking about a farm in Michigan during the second hour.
What farm?
Baker's Green Acres.
Oh, okay. I belong to my family co-op. We Hill High Dairy is what we use.
You buy raw milk?
Oh, absolutely.
God bless you. God bless you. But anyway, okay, so let's get on with this. Rob, you reported some amazing changes that Brian has experienced using the Blueprint, correct?
Yeah, well, out of the blue, just for background sake, a couple days ago, Brian texted me, and he said, hey, you know, I haven't talked in a while, but here's the progress that I've made in the past year insofar as just mind-blowing numbers on the bench, squat, and deadlift. And, Brian, if I'm not mistaken, you are on your way to the Nationals in powerlifting. Is that correct?
Yep, AAPF Raw Nationals in April.
Yeah.
Now did you have, did you think that the Blueprint could be used for powerlifting, Brian, when you originally got it?
I didn't plan on competing immediately when I got it, but I figured that, you know, if the training was done right, you could use this for that.
So basically, while you didn't plan it, you saw the strength gains as a result of it, and you thought, you know what, I might as well go ahead and compete.
Well, I had some really good people around me, WPC champion Mark DeShero, another world champion bencher Gary Nurek, and they kind of urged me into getting on the platform.
I hope you don't mind, Rob. I'm going to just grab this.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
So tell me where you started when you got the Blueprint and where you are now after using it. How long have you been using the Blueprint now?
1 year. January 3rd, 2012 is when I started.
Wow, this is cool. So it's actually 1 year. So where were you in your three major lifts, and where are you today?
I was 300 bench, 420 squat, and a 465 deadlift. I ended with 365 bench, 550 squat, 550 deadlift.
That is awesome. Okay, so do you really attribute it all to the Blueprint, or is there anything else that you're doing?
I attribute a lot of it to SHR and the whole SHR family.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm sorry, Carl. I was just going to say, I wanted to invite Brian on to, number one, acknowledge the fact that, you know, he took a flyer on information versus magic beans and kind of surrounded himself with the right people. And Blueprint is fantastic, powerful information, but it's nothing if you don't bring game to it. And, you know, when Brian, somebody like Brian, brings elbow grease like that, I wanted to acknowledge it. And, you know, think about this now. You know, here is a guy that was, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but it sounds like you were dabbling in powerlifting a year ago, and now you're on your way to the Nationals.
Yeah, in a roundabout way, form becomes function. You know, if you train like a powerlifter, you're going to look and end up eventually being a powerlifter. And that's kind of where I'm at now.
Did you actually do the feast famine phases of the book as well?
Nope. For one solid year, I just ate and ate and ate, and I mean, lots of two dinners every meal. I mean, just made sure I had copious amounts of food.
So, but everything but the feast and famine phase is what you followed.
Yep, I followed all the loading patterns, the diet, a lot of raw milk, colostrum, heavy cream, raw cheeses.
Are you married?
Nope.
I was going to say, because whenever girls see colostrum, they go, ew, you're going to drink that? I know it looks like pus, but it's not.
there's magic in that pus, that's for sure.
I know, man. It's great stuff. And I don't know about, do you know if the cows that you're getting your milk from are Jerseys or Guernseys or Herefords? Do you know what they are?
No, I don't know what they are.
Because I don't know if you're, my experience with colostrum is it tastes like liquid butter to me.
It doesn't taste like milk, but it's good. I like it.
Yeah, me too. Big time.
It's creamier. And, you know, believe it or not, I'm actually grateful to hear, Brian, that, you know, even though you haven't followed Blueprint to the letter, much like Gareth Denyer and his athletes down there at HCP Barbell in Texas, you know, the ability to pull something out of Blueprint and customize it to your liking, your goals. To me, that's the beauty of the book. You know, it's not about, hey, my system's better than your system. My system is a collection, carefully arranged collection put into a shell of a lot of other people's systems. And I make no bones about that. But in order for it to work, you know, you gotta show up. And deliver the goods, and clearly Brian has done that. And you know, to get texts like this and feedback like this, you can't put a price on it. So I wanted to say thank you.
Well, and this is, see, it also shows that if you want to do the bodybuilding style, then you can look at the feast and famine. But if you're just after the strength, eat like a strength athlete and follow all of the lifting styles. Would you agree with that statement, Brian?
Absolutely. I believe a Blueprint can give you anything you want out of it, depending on what you take, and that's the beauty of it.
That's very, very cool. How old are you, Brian?
32.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. So you're going to Nationals. When are you going?
April 27th.
You got to come back on the show and tell us how you did, man.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Hey,
I'll
so how long have you been listening? How long have you been listening to the show?
June of 2011.
Cool. Very, very cool. Wow. Thank you so much for listening, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You definitely helped change a lot of things. Got my dad off metformin. There's a lot of good things that have come from this.
Well, that means a lot to me. It really does.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations on your progress. We wish you the Superhuman Nation good luck on your is this your debut? Is this your first powerlifting competition?
Nope. I did one in November. Lifted in a Relentless Detroit meet. It was a charity AAPF meet for Hope for Kids. They raised over $30,000 for this young man with a brain tumor, and it was an awesome experience. And I can't wait to get back in there again. I'm hungry for more.
So, are you going to shoot for 365, 550, and 550? Or are you going to shoot for higher than that?
Oh no, I should have no problem totaling 1,600 pounds come Nationals.
That is so awesome, man. I'm so jealous. I am.
I'm a product of you in some way. So.
Well, I gotta be a product of me now. I gotta start walking the walk again. You know what? The scientist that we had on yesterday said something that resonated with me. I thought about it all night. When you get to my age, when you're 54 years old, you can't just do some things right. You have to do everything right. You have to do everything right. And so I am really going back over training journals and the things that I did when I was my strongest and my healthiest, and I'm going to apply every single rule that I know. And I will, I swear, I know I've said it before, but I am going to compete by the end of this year somewhere. I don't care what it, where it is, because I just feel like, you know what? I'm not too old for this. I can be strong again. I just got to get some health issues behind me. That's all. That's all.
It can be done. There was plenty of older gentlemen that were moving some very good amount of weight at the meet I was at.
I hope I'm going to be one of those gentlemen, too. All right, listen, Brian, thanks so much for being on the show, man.
Okay, thank you, guys.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. Turn this thing on now.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. As we pick it up, our question comes from Tony Fiorito. There was a famous Latin... Who was Chris? Oh, I knew a guy in Las Vegas that was an amazing trumpet player. He cut a few albums called Chris Fiorito. Yeah, very, very cool. Tony Fiorito. Merry Christmas, Rob. Thank you for all the advice and hard work you have put into SHR Show and Synthogen. So, as to help us natty guys succeed. I remember a previous episode, how you always use accidents in training to your advantage. And last night at the gym, I went to grab the 45-pound dumbbells off the rack, and somehow it knocked the 47.5 off onto the ground, which caught my toe. Yeah, ouch. I think so. It's fractured, though I'm lucky. It didn't land directly on the top of my foot. I'm looking at 6 weeks to fully heal so I can still get around, though I'm limping. So I figure I can still train on machines or anything that doesn't require me placing stress on my toe. Any suggestions or tips? Any way I can use Synthogen to help speed up the healing? How would you dose that?
Yeah, this is an unfortunate injury, but, you know, Tony's warrior attitude is what makes a difference. He's find a way. Love it. Synthogen, real quick, it does accelerate wound healing, but you needn't dose it any differently than what most are running. This is all about training around the injury and picking smart exercises to play offense and gain, not play defense like most do when they go down with an injury. So a bit more now as to how to go about that. Upper body movements, you know, those shouldn't suffer. You can still do plenty of pushing and pulling, weighted dips, chins, angled barbell presses, one-arm dumbbell rows, etc. With respect to the lower body movements, it really only means that the weighted closed kinetic chain exercises are out for 6 weeks. Those typically include movements where the foot's fixed, doesn't move, remains in constant contact with the ground. Example, squats, deadlifts, lunges, and power cleans. Normally, what's prescribed here is, hey, you're going to do lots of leg extensions and leg curls. I consider those movements next to useless. So let's talk about better solutions. First, if your gym has a reverse hyperextension, God bless you, it's a superb builder of the entire posterior chain. However, if you don't, in the event your gym doesn't have one, which is common, the 45-degree hyperextension is another solid choice. That can be used to strengthen your hamstrings, glutes, and lower back without aggravating your injury. Now, that's the hip-dominant side of the equation. On the quad-dominant side, single-legged rope squats off of a freestanding bench will work your quads, in fact, your entire leg, and do so with minimal pressure on your injured toe, especially so if you learn to keep your foot flat while hanging onto the rope for balance. And this is best performed by sliding a freestanding bench under a chin-up bar and then just looping a thick rope or towel around it to hold onto while you squat. So when you're squatting on the right leg, elevate the left leg in front of you, grasp that towel with your right arm, reverse and perform the same setup for the left leg. So here then is the fix. I'm going to prescribe two very effective movements. Both, you know, it's going to hit your quads, hamstrings, glutes, and lower back, and it's going to allow you to play offense, not defense. The key is arranging each exercise and supersetting both to maximize overload and training efficiency. Consider then the following. Single-legged rope squats for 10 to 12 reps each leg, immediately into 45-degree hyperextensions for 8 reps or less. Rest 2 minutes, and then repeat that 3 more times. Every other workout, you want to reverse the exercise order, meaning begin with the hyperextensions and then go into rope squats. First time you try it, best to use body weight only to get accustomed to the movements. As you do grow stronger, and you will, you can add weight and need to add weight wherever you can to bring yourself down into the appropriate rep range. It's best accomplished on these two exercises, in my opinion, by placing a weight plate into a backpack. It allows you to easily load each movement. Final word, don't be fooled if this sounds easy or looks easy on paper. It's absolutely brutal. It's going to test your strength, your balance, and your work capacity in ways that no amount of leg extensions or leg curls ever could. It's also going to build a lot of muscle. And with respect to the hamstrings, it's been my experience that they respond best to lower reps, 8 or under, which is why you see that recommendation. You'll likely need to, you know, load them, the 45-degree hyperextension. You do need to be careful insofar as warming up thoroughly on that, as hyperextending the knee is possible, and the unit itself tends to tip over. Most of the gyms, it's not anchored to the ground, and once you start loading it with any significant amount of weight, it'll tip. Bottom line, that protocol will run circles around leg extensions and leg curls. By the time your toe heals up, I wouldn't be surprised to see you with bigger, stronger legs as a result. So I hope that helps, Tony.
Okay, great. Next question from Frederick Boyge. He says, been reading up a bit on melatonin and GABA. I know Carl did a great show on melatonin in April this year, and you mentioned GABA in the blueprint. And as the blueprint tip of the day in the last show, there's some research stating that both melatonin and GABA release growth hormone and could be taken both pre-workout as well as before sleep. What I'd like you to shed some light on is the balance between trying to up your growth hormone and avoid insulin, and B, fueling yourself with protein, and see insulin as a good thing. Read this article, and you'll know what I mean. And then he sent you a hyperlink to an article that says, is there a limit to the anabolic response to a high-protein meal?
The answer here, Frederick, depends largely on your goals, your somatype, age, and other factors. But let's talk about age-related GH levels and why this needs to be looked at first. GH levels plateau in both sexes around age 20, and then they decline, accompanied by a loss of muscle, aerobic capacity, and an increase in abdominal fat. After age 30, there's a progressive decline in GH secretion by approximately 15% every decade. The real end game, though, as everybody knows or should know, is IGF-1, and those levels start to drop precipitously after age 20, leveling out at age 30 and then slowly declining. The take-home message is that if you're 25 or older, it's time to start looking into optimizing GH output and harnessing the upsides of insulin while managing its downsides. So here's the fix, I think, once you're over the age of 25. You need to consider rotating 3 days of intermittent fasting type of eating along with 3 days of frequent feedings, traditional bodybuilding style eating, in an effort to gauge how your body responds to both. On days when you're fasting, it's wise to fast during the fast to ingest about 3 grams of GABA, followed 30 minutes later by 5 grams of essential amino acids. Doing so every 3 hours is going to optimize your GH levels, prevent your body from robbing your muscles of amino acids, and elicit just enough of an insulin release, primarily from leucine in the essential aminos, to slow muscle breakdown. 3 days of intermittent fasting is usually enough time to restore the punch of traditional bodybuilding style frequent feedings, and the GABA and EAA protocol is particularly good insurance for the ectomorph. Where it gets dicey is when you start refeeding on the traditional, you know, bodybuilding style eating days. It's my opinion that using the right protein on these days is the key. The problem is that most opt to get their protein from whey, which, unbeknownst to many, can elicit a huge insulin surge. This is going to be an eye-opener for some people that are listening, but studies performed at Lund University in Sweden, University of Copenhagen in Denmark, and the Oxford Center for Diabetes in the UK have shown 20 grams of whey produces an even more pronounced insulinogenic response than white bread. And that was brought to our attention by our friend Adele Musa at Supversity some time ago. So the question becomes, what is the right protein that will keep insulin steady while building muscle over an extended period of time? The answer is micellar casein. It's the only protein that's ever shown to be anti-catabolic. It prevents the oxidative breakdown of muscle tissue. It was the secret behind the original Metrex formula when it came in Basin Plus canisters prior to that product being watered down. And consuming it results in a very slow release of the amino acids into your system, allowing the body to repair and rebuild. It also helps to manage, keep insulin steady. Unfortunately, most companies don't spring for the genuine article due to the expense, and when they do, it usually mixes poorly and tastes awful. The one exception I have found is a product called Ultrapeptide 2.0, and I've mentioned this before on the show. It's a fantastic protein. The beauty of it is threefold. It contains top-shelf, undenatured micellar casein, first ingredient. Second, it mixes easily in a shaker cup. And third, it's the best-tasting protein you'll ever try. It's economical, too. One scoop trickles amino acids into your bloodstream for up to 7 hours. That means 2 to 3 servings is going to cover you for most of the day. It's going to keep insulin steady, which we know is the key to fat loss. And that sure beats downing whey every 2 hours. dealing with insulin going haywire and potentially having your protein oxidized for energy. And you need to remember, you're not going to be doing this all day, every day. You're only doing it on refeed days after your body's been primed to make the most of it. Here's the bottom line on boosting GH and managing insulin. In time, Frederick, you're going to find how many days of each type of diet are optimal for your unique physiology. When the tape measure starts making smaller circles around your waist and bigger circles around your arms and legs, you'll know you've hit pay dirt. Okay. I hope that helps.
Great answer. Okay, we have to take a break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by MassPro Synthogen. MassPro Synthogen, when you train with it, you gain with it. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about MassPro Synthogen. We'll be right back with more Rob Regish.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is, when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we'll have Mark Baker on. We're going to talk about the problem he's having in Michigan with his pigs and his farm. Right now, we're going to get a question answered by Albert Woody, and then we're going to have to do the blueprint tip of the day, I think. Anyway, okay, Albert Woody says, hey, Rob, what are your thoughts on the Prince of Peace Red Panax Ginseng Tinctures as an adaptogen? I have certain opinions on ginseng. I want to hear yours.
Yeah, well, it's purportedly a Chinese red Panax ginseng, which is a close cousin of the preferred Korean red variety I use and recommend. But first, a word on ginsengs in general. To the American public, ginseng is probably the best-known adaptogen, but sadly, it's also the most watered down in the form that you'll see at your local convenience store. 99% of these ginseng products are devoid of the active ingredient, that being ginsenosides. To add to the confusion, there are various strains of ginseng, and most of them are mislabeled. You know, Elithrococcus sandicosus has been marketed in the United States as Siberian ginseng because it's believed to have similar properties to those of the Panax ginseng that you, Albert, are interested in. The reality is it belongs to a different genus, and it's illegal in the United States to market Elithrococcus sandicosus as Siberian ginseng, since the term ginseng is reserved for the Panax species. Now, doubt that's being enforced, though, as I still see it quite a bit in the storefronts that I visit. That being said, red Panax ginseng is traditionally associated with stimulating properties, sexual function, and increased energy. It's produced from aged, cultivated roots, generally from Korea, not China. The research is conflicting. I won't go into all of it, but, you know, there is some that certainly shows that it can be an effect adaptogen insofar as impotence, sex drive, erectile dysfunction, and immunity. There are other studies, and it was first brought to us by Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, that correctly point out there are possible estrogenic effects from ginsengs, and there are indeed studies pointing to that fact. So, here's the final word. I haven't tried Prince of Peace Red Panax ginseng, nor do I plan to. The genuine article is best found, in my opinion, by visiting a local Korean or Chinese herb market. What you're going to find there is a wide variety of ginsengs, and you're going to meet some very interesting, very knowledgeable people. In my experience, these folks know a lot more about ginseng than any GNC or store, you know, point of sale clerk.
Right.
Specifically, you're looking for aged Korean red ginseng, which anywhere between 6 and 10 years is how long it takes. When I say aged, standardized for a minimum of 10% ginsenosides. A starter dose of 350 milligrams on an empty stomach to assess your tolerance is a good entry point. I think provided you find a reputable source of Korean red, you'll find increased energy and libido from it, along with an improved sense of well-being. As a general purpose adaptogen for staying healthy, it's an excellent choice. I hope that helps, Albert.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, or at least do a little shameless pimping, that XF Muscle is now a sponsor on Superhuman Radio. Probably hit three of their spots running at different times. And one of their spots is the protein powder that Rob was just mentioning, the Ultra Peptide, which is a 49 to 51% casein to whey ratio, plus something you won't find in other protein powders anywhere, and that is essential fatty acids. Most companies won't put essential fatty acids in the protein powder because it creates a shorter shelf life. Well, first of all, because fats go rancid. First of all,
right. The
folks at XF Muscle found a way to encapsulate the fatty acids to keep them from the air, number one. And number two, they also keep their stock rotating so quickly with more just-in-time inventory management to ensure that when you go to a store or you go online to buy it, you're getting a jug of protein powder that was just manufactured. You got to commend these guys. You know, they make two-pound jugs for that reason. They don't want the stuff sitting around on your shelf too long. And sometimes, you know, as we know, organic fruit goes bad faster, but that's what's good about it. And this is a great product that is always fresh when you get it. And it tastes, I went through a whole 2 pound jug of banana cream already. I'm getting ready to start the strawberry now.
The stuff is unreal. And listen, you know, I'm not a Johnny come lately. I've spoken before about Ultra Peptide, and I've used it for years. And you can see my post to that effect going back on the boards. If you haven't tried this yet, you really actually. It tastes like you came out of Dairy Queen.
Yeah, it does. It's great stuff.
That's no exaggeration.
Okay, and now we go to the blueprint tip of the day, which looks like it is another pimp job for XF Muscle. Am I correct about this?
Well, you know, yes and no. It's something I needed to speak to, though, because pre-workouts in general, it's timely. You know, it's funny because just minutes ago, I got an email from an online supplement retailer, Get Motivated, with our pre-workout blowout sale. So we're going to talk about pre-workouts today.
Okay.
And a little bit about why, you know, they're so important. Some time ago, I took a controversial stand on ephedrine. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it generated a lot of discussion about pre-workout products. And that was given a large percentage of people are still leery of ephedrine or just don't want the hassle of signing for it or importing it. So with DMAA now out of the picture and the industry is stagnant, it's time to take a closer look, right, at this category of products. Here are the downsides of getting your pre-workout wrong. The market today is littered with candy-coated, stimulant-laced pre- and intra-workout formulas. Virtually every company has a product like this in their lineup because it's a mindless exercise in high margins, okay, and easy profits. You mix one part NO2 to two parts caffeine and add some Yohimbe or another stimulant so that the consumer, quote-unquote, feels something. As an example, I want to take a look at the best-selling pre-workout on the market today. No names, but the initials are Jack 3D Micro. What we see are three NO boosters married to caffeine and another stimulant, Norcaline, which I covered on a previous episode. A smidgen of vitamin C, and then an undisclosed amount of grapeseed extract. What really blew my mind was it's actually being advertised as creatine and beta-alanine free in the ads. As if
on
that's
purpose.
A good thing.
Yeah.
Two of the most well-researched effective supplements on the planet get ditched for a sprinkling of antioxidants. So, do products like that allow you to train harder and longer? Yes, they do. I could say the same for a strong cup of coffee or, for that matter, Vivrin. What they're not telling you, though, is the downside of getting all jacked up. It's like balancing your checkbook. You keep taking withdrawals without making deposits, and pretty soon you're overdrawn, and it really is that simple. Here are the upsides to getting your pre-workout right. There's no better time for supplementation to have a drug-like impact than loading certain nutraceuticals pre-workout and intra-workout. It's simply a function of getting you in the zone, positively modulating hormone levels, mostly insulin, which antagonizes cortisol, and driving key nutraceuticals, such as free-form amino acids, deep into the muscle cell. Science has spoken louder on this topic than virtually any other. It can and does make a big difference in your performance and how fast you recover and grow. So if you're going to drop coin on any supplement, you want to first invest in a quality pre- or intra-workout product, which brings us to Extreme Formulations Vengeance. In stark contrast to most pre-workouts, Vengeance takes a thinking man's approach. One look at the ingredient panel tells the story. 26 out of the 30 ingredients put back, while the balance contribute to a subtle yet noticeable boost in energy and focus. Now, it tells me right there that somebody who actually trains put this product together, because the focus is obviously it's on results, not jacking up your blood pressure or the company's profit margin. Now, it's cool to be in the zone prior to hitting the iron and leaving the gym with a big jump on recovery. It's not so cool to be shaken like a leaf, paranoid, and you're so amped up that your central nervous system is shot before showtime. Watch any professional athlete get ready to compete. They've got laser-like focus. They conserve their energy for the main event, and then they put back. And this delicate balancing act of being in the zone, pulling the trigger, and then putting back is absolutely crucial when you're a student of the equation that is muscle growth. And that goes like this: stimulate, recover, and grow. Most pre-workouts do a really good job of helping you stimulate by allowing you to push harder and longer. Once that requirement's satisfied, your body, though, needs to recover prior to growing larger and stronger. You don't recover before hitting the gym again, you're on the fast track to overtraining. Recovery can and is accelerated by flooding the body during training with key amino acids, and Vengeance is loaded with them. More importantly, those aminos exist in their free-form state, and peptide, di and tripeptides, meaning they're absorbed fast enough to accelerate recovery. Vengeance ensures you're one step ahead of the competition by accelerating step two in the muscle growth equation, recovery, which brings us to game day performance enhancers. There are three in Vengeance, and they're the best of the best. You simply can't do better than creatine and beta-alanine. I'm not going to, you know, everybody knows how good they are. They've done their homework. They've included no less than three different types of creatine, including two that I recommended before, those being magnesium creatine chelate and dicreatine malate. Citrulline malate is a very close third and was a popular supplement among cyclists in the 70s and 80s. And that's hardly surprising when you look at what the physiology textbooks have to say. It converts slowly to arginine in the body, and that's released as proteins break down. One of the byproducts of that breakdown is ammonia. So high amounts of ammonia make you tired and prevent glucose being burned for energy. When you take citrulline, it's like time-released arginine, allowing your body to remove that ammonia, right, from the blood. It's also been shown to increase post-exercise recovery of ATP by 34% and phosphocreatine by 20%. Malic acid's the other half of that duo. I've always liked malic acid products. You've heard me speak about it before. It's a component of the Krebs cycle, and it delays the onset of lactic acid accumulation. In English, citrulline malate can be thought of as aerobic creatine. And the real-world effect is this. You can perform more reps per set before fatigue sets in. Since more reps performed in any given unit of time equals greater overload, and overload is the physiological trigger for muscle growth, you can see how Vengeance gets you to Gainesville without the dilated pupils. Now, if they stop there, it'd still be beating the competition by a mile. The company goes the extra mile, though, and what I'm referring to here is the inclusion of ingredients that will up your game even further. Norvaline, arachidonic acid, trimethylglycine, and the adaptogens cordyceps and rhodiola. I've gone into, you know, adaptogens plenty before, but just as an illustration of how savvy the formula is, recall that citrulline converts slowly to arginine. It results in steadier NO levels. What norvaline does is it ensures more of that arginine is available for nitric oxide synthesis by inhibiting the enzyme that breaks down arginine. So by laying in norvaline on top of citrulline malate, it keeps NO production going longer and stronger. Arachidonic acid, most folks will be familiar with that in the form of X factor, levels to up your game. Trimethylglycine, benefits are too many to mention. Suffice it to say, I think that stuff should be in the drinking water. And the adaptogens, you know, I've spoken before about the merits of adaptogens, okay? And Vengeance uses just the right amount of two key adaptogens, cordyceps and rhodiola. Now, I'll give you just an example. On the rhodiola, they use a 10% extract. Why is that smart? Why did somebody do their homework there? Because when the 15% material hit the market, it made people really drowsy. And as a result, there's no crash with this product. It's just beautiful. You can sum up the formula in one word, savvy. It is the perfect combination of allowing you to work harder and longer. It's balanced with ingredients that ensure that you recover from your workout and actually grow. Its benefits become noticeable toward the end of the first week, and they just keep snowballing for there. And this is the difference between Vengeance and everything else out there for pre-workout. Most pre-workouts, 2 weeks in, your pump's gone, your central nervous system is fried, and you're grinding your teeth like a crack addict.
Ah, that's funny.
The reason Vengeance doesn't do that is it doesn't overdo the stims, and it puts back far more than it takes away. I simply can't recommend it.
And because it doesn't have crack in it, especially. Rob,
yeah,
you're the best.
Man,
you really
great,
are. Listen,
it's a great
man.
Product.
Thank you very much for today's show, Rob. Great stuff. We couldn't get to everything. Anybody whose question was not answered, we will answer it next time Rob is on the show. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you. Pleasure being on.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Mark. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, Rob, I need something for my brain. We're going to have Mark Baker on to talk about his plight in Michigan with the Department of Natural Resources and his wild hog. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
enjoy protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Standing in the rain,
freezing cold and soaking wet, came to hear his favorite DJ play a set.
Couldn't get a ticket.
It was a sold-out show, and all he wanted was to be front row.
Welcome back. Okay, so now we are changing the topic a bit. As you know, we are huge proponents of the small family farm and the plight of the small family farm. And Pam Colleen, who is a friend of the show, let me know about Mark Baker's situation at Baker's Green Acres in Michigan. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Carl. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. So let's bring people up to speed first of all before we start discussing the intricacies of the, how long have you been a farmer?
I got out of the Air Force in 2004, so that's when I started.
Okay. And have you always been involved in animal husbandry? Did you raise crops at some point in time, or do you do both of those now?
We do both of those things. We raise crops and livestock.
Okay. All right, so let's fast forward a little bit. So one of the things that you raise are pigs, but you raise something that's becoming very popular in the country. And that is what is now become the term heritage hogs. We've talked about heritage hogs on the show ad infinitum. We've talked about humanely raised pigs that eat a natural diet. They're not being fed trash from local hotels and so on and so forth. Also, they're not eating hot dogs because then they're just eating – they're pigs eating pigs. Right. And so the heritage hog is being challenged in Michigan. Is that what's happening?
Yes, it is.
Talk about it that. Is. What do you you raise a specific breed of hog, right?
That's true. Yeah. And I raise Mangalitsas.
Mangalitsas.
Mangalitsa. Yeah, it's a pig that comes out of Hungary originally. And we imported them into the States about 5 years ago. And let's see, the way this started was the state of Michigan came out with what they call a declaratory ruling on December 13th of 2011. And really what it boils down to is they have 9 characteristics. And if your pig has one of those characteristics, they say that you have feral pigs.
Which is what they're really going after in Michigan, which I think they're even outlawing in some other states now, is the Russian wild boar, right?
Well, they never mention that in the declaratory ruling, but they have a picture that goes with the declaratory ruling, and it kind of looks like a Russian. It does have some of the characteristics that Russians have.
Which is that long anteater snout and the kind of black and tan striped coat, right?
They do have a longer nose, but I think what the longer nose is from is when a pig does go feral, they have to get that nose in the dirt a lot.
Right.
And to root around for things. And so they just, it just renders out a little bit and it just looks skinnier. But I raise pigs out on pasture, and so that's the same environment that they would be in if they were feral, and they do kind of stretch out a little bit.
Okay, this changes a lot of the discussion here, and I have to tell you why. Because I took the time to call the DNR in Michigan, and I got to be honest, I've done this before shows in the past to try to, you know, understand what's going on, get to the bottom. And a lot of times I try to use the show as a bully pulpit to help farmers,
yep.
You know, realize that, hey, this guy's getting national and international attention. Maybe you should treat him right. And I spoke to... I'm going to forget his name now. Ed Golder.
Oh, yeah.
Nice guy. And I got to commend him, first of all, because I've called people at state-level agencies before, and they won't even take my call when they hear that I'm doing a radio interview. They're like, no, we can't. But he came on, and the first thing he said to me is, look, I can't talk about this case, but I can talk about what's going on here in Michigan. And so I have to commend him for that. You know, he didn't dodge the bullet. He got on. But what he told me was what Michigan is doing is they've cited this Russian wild boar as the invasive species. And I called a couple of the states in preparation and found out that this is taking place in quite a few places now. But you've totally changed this interview because you actually bought this breed from Hungary.
Right.
And you can show what's the word I'm looking for?
Like pedigree
that this pig came from Hungary.
No, they don't do that in swine. That's something that Americans get used to in like the American Kennel Club.
Yeah, right. And horses
Yeah, but it takes many generations to collect the information that you can match up with genetic data. And they haven't done that in swine because we're not real big swine people as Americans.
Well, and he did say that. Ed said, look, we don't have any genetic way of testing them, so we have to go for the phenotype, he goes. We look for certain characteristics.
Yeah.
Which obviously, he said to me, and there are a lot of what are considered heritage hogs that have one or two of those characteristics, but they're very cautious to throw those under the bus, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you've had discussions with the folks at the DNR, right?
Oh, I've been to court with them. I've testified before a Senate committee on this.
When did you get these the particular hogs that are embargoed? And I should explain what's going on right now. You are investing. First of all, every single day You're spending hundreds of dollars to feed these pigs that you cannot now get a return on your investment. And in fact, you've been feeding them beyond the normal time that you would process these pigs and get your money back out of them. So you're feeding pigs right now that you can't even get your investment back. And on top of that, the only thing that you can do to them right now is to slaughter them and push them into a dirt hole, right?
Well, that's one of the things we could do, but we did slaughter off half of our sows last weekend and the weekend before, but we processed them and then we distributed the meat. So I didn't push them into a hole. I didn't want to do that.
So okay, so so what do you? You know, I'm not familiar with all these farming terms. So you processed them, but and you distributed the meat. So in other words, is it their position? You can't sell the meat, but you can give it away.
Well, in their paperwork, in the invasive species order, it says that I cannot sell or offer to sell an invasive species.
Okay.
So,
but if I came to you and said, if you slaughter one of those and give it to me, I'll take it home with me.
Sure, sure.
So that's one way.
That's pretty much what we did.
Okay.
That's what we did.
Okay. So at least you got rid of some of them, but you still have how many more?
I have about 100 of them still.
Man, and did you not say that it costs you about how much a day to feed each one of them?
About $1 to $1.50.
So it's costing you $100 a day on feed, and you can't, and you're kind of lockstep with what you can do with these pigs now.
Right. Yeah. The ones that we did slaughter, we gave the meat to poor people.
That was very generous of you. That's very nice, especially since you're struggling right now. And I want to be clear about this. You've really, you know, like most farmers, you live by the crop, and in this case, the crop are these pigs. And you have not been able to sell these pigs, and in fact, you've had to invest more money than you would have done normally to protect your investment here, kind of throw good money after bad, so to speak. And
yeah.
So this has been a real burden for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Okay, now, before we get deeper into the story, you have a website set up where people can actually go if they want to help you out and donate money, and if they donate money, you're just going to feed the pigs with it, right?
Right.
I mean, I want people to understand that he's not looking for money so that he could pay his electric bill. He's looking for money so that he can feed the pigs long enough until they can find a way out of this mess. If you go to bakersgreenacres.com, which is the name of the farm, Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, greenacres.com, on the right-hand side of the webpage at the top, you'll see a donation button to help him feed these hogs. And I'm saying that people should help because, and I'm going to do this during the break. I understand your plight and it's a tough life being a farmer. And I'm a huge proponent of the family farm. I think that the only salvation for our food supply is the decentralization of food. I have a family farmer. He's a Mennonite that I do all my trade with. And I know a lot of people in my audience do the same thing. And those of you who are in what part of Michigan are you in?
I'm in northern Lower Michigan.
So those of the listeners who are in northern Lower Michigan, go to bakersgreenacres.com and see what kind of trade you can do also with Mark on a different level as well. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, the plot thickens. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline. line that acts as a pump amplifier. Get iSpeed2 today at xfmuscle.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Happy New Year!
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres. Caught in a quagmire with his hogs. You know, I understand the position of the state of Michigan only because some of these invasive species are dangerous and cause problems. Like that Asian carp that you guys have up there that is... cause a lot of problems in the lakes and so on. But it sounds to me that you don't have the hog that they're after. They are after, like, I guess what happened was in 2011, they issued that declaratory statement that you referred to. Yep. And it was really focused on the hunting farms, you know, the high fence hunting farms where people were paying dollars to go in and shoot a wild boar. And, yeah. And that was the Russian wild boar. And so they gave a lot of people, including farms, the opportunity to rid themselves of that stock. When did you start raising these particular pigs here?
5 years ago, at least.
So you should be grandfathered. You should have an opportunity to do something with these pigs, theoretically, it sounds like. If you started raising these pigs 5 years ago, that was well before the... Their action on this pig. Even if you do have a, okay, your pig is from Hungary, and you're saying your position is this is not a Russian wild boar, correct?
No, my position is this is not a feral pig.
Okay, clarify that for me. I'm a little dull on this.
Okay, the declaratory ruling is not focused on the Russian boar. The Russian boar is a legitimate heritage breed. You know, people raise them all over the United States for meat production and things like that. It's a breed of swine. The Russian is a breed of swine, just like my Mangalitsas are a breed of swine. So the state has said that they're declaring war on feral swine. Now, a feral swine is a pig of any breed that has either been abandoned or escaped and rewilded itself in the woods, in the wild, right? So there is a legitimate concern with feral pigs in several states in the union.
And you're not arguing that as a farmer.
Oh, no.
You're saying that these are not good things.
No, I'm saying that, you know, if I had them here and they were digging up my fields, I'd be irritated with them as well.
Right.
But the state, they're saying we're declaring war on feral swine, so therefore you, Mark, you have to give up your pigs because your pigs could become feral.
If they escape.
Is what they're saying.
If they escape.
But it's ridiculous because people kind of think that a farm is like a concentration camp. It isn't. If my pigs escape, they'll probably wind up in my wife's garden or at the back door because, you know, I'm the bringer of food. They're looking for me all the time.
So let me ask you a question. The other breeds that fall under the feral heading,
yeah.
I'm sorry, other breeds that fall under the heritage heading, the Tamworth.
Right.
The Berkshire, the Gloucestershire Old Spot,
yeah.
The Large Black, the Berkshire Tamworth Cross, the Goss Tamworth Cross, the Triple, the Mule Foot, and the Mangalitsa, which Ed Golder said they have no problem with Mangalitsa.
Yeah. Well, then that's when we took them to court and said that they needed to clarify because they've issued the declaratory ruling, which has 9 characteristics, and I have it in my hand, and it says...
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Go ahead, you read it. Go ahead.
It says, if your pigs have even... Okay, this is the paragraph right before the characteristics. I'll read the whole thing. It is enforcement of the ISO Part 1, Part 413 of 1994, as amended, will use phenotype,
right.
And that's how an animal looks,
right.
Not the genetics of it, to identify Suscrofa, and that's wild pig, and distinguish it from other species. Identification may include use of one or more of the following characteristics.
Right.
See, if you read that, they're saying that there is more than one species of pig, and that is completely wrong. There's only one species of pig. There's many breeds, like a dog. There's only one species, canine.
Right,
but
right.
But you got dachshunds and poodles and all that stuff. Well, swine is the breed, and Old Spot, Gloucester, Mangalitsa, Russian, those are the breeds.
Okay.
And their problem is with pigs that have become feral and then breed out in the woods and tear up golf courses and all that stuff.
But can't that even happen to an American Yorkshire, which is the most popular pig in the United States? If he gets loose...
Heck yeah. And there's data that suggests that most likely the feral pigs that are in Michigan are probably those type of pigs.
Really?
And I can explain that.
Please.
All right. I'm a family farm. I know how many sows I have. I have 15 sows on my farm now. I had 30, but we killed 15 of them. All right, so I know how many are here. If one of them is not where she's supposed to be, somebody will notice that. They'll see tracks in the snow or something. She'll be in the garden, and we'll take care of it, right? So it's very unlikely that one of our pigs would go to the woods to become feral. You know, it's very unlikely. However, in a factory farm situation, you know, and that's where you have a huge hog house that would have 5,000 pigs in it, what happens is occasionally the fans that ventilate those huge houses shut off for one reason or another, and someone doesn't catch that, and because those hog houses are situated over a manure pit, the methane that rises up from that manure pit chokes out the pigs and lots of them die. And
okay.
It happens really quick and it happens quite frequently.
Right.
Then what they do is they call in the migratory staff to come in and drag the dead hogs out. They call up the insurance company, the insurance man's coming out. Well, sometimes some of the pigs aren't quite dead.
Right.
And as soon as they get some fresh air outside, usually the sun goes down, it's cooled off, they revive, and into the corn they go. Well, those pigs are owned by a corporation. They're not family-owned pigs. So
right.
There's nobody around to to get those pigs back in. You know, the migratory staff has left. It's not a family farm, so there's nobody there. And the pigs couldn't get back in the facility if they wanted to. You know, those facilities are very secure. So the pigs do the next best thing. They're out in the cornfield, and they spend all summer there, and they adapt. And part of their adapting process is they fur up when it gets a little bit cool out, and they'll grow more fur going into the winter.
So even an American Yorkshire can grow hair if the conditions are...
Oh, heck yeah. I've seen it. I used to raise them. Sure. Yeah, they'll fur up really well.
Wow.
And they'll get darker, the snouts will get longer, they'll get tusks.
Is this over generations, or is this like over just a couple hops, a couple generations, and boom, they're already starting to adapt?
This will happen in the life of a pig.
Oh, in the life of that single pig?
Yes, it will. Yes,
holy
it will.
Mackerel.
See, because we're taking domestic pigs. Like, my pigs are domestic. I mean, they're heritage breed, but they're domestic. So we feed them. They don't have to dig it out of the ground.
Right.
You know, they don't have to eat, you know, logs and all that stuff. So they're kind of sissified. You know, they don't, it wouldn't be like me or you if they dropped us off in the middle of the wilderness. Within a year, we'd be looking like Tom Hanks when he got rescued from, Castaway.
Right, right.
We'd be leaned out, and our fingernails would be long.
And our brain will have changed so that the things that we have available to us will taste good, even though normally in captivity we'd never eat that sort of stuff. So you're right.
Right. Yeah.
So even an American, American Yorkshire, which is the most popular pig out there, if they were allowed to run free, and let's face it, the scenario that you just gave is just one way a pig could get loose. Pigs could get loose anyway. A truck can fall over in between routes, and pigs get loose, and they don't always get them all back. You know. So, I guess what I'm confused about now, because I had an angle for this story, but now my angle has changed because you're saying, look, I don't have the Russian wild boar that they're looking for, but my heritage pig has some of these traits. You know, they list Bristol tip coloration, dark point coloration, coat coloration, under fur. They list juvenile coat patterns, skeletal appearances, tail structure, ear structure, and other characteristics that are found, obviously, in wild pigs. This really is a pretty broad stroke and does leave, to some degree, the classification in the eyes of the beholder, does it not?
Well, that's true. But it goes way further than that. I mean, if you actually read into what it says on, say, ear structure or tail structure, then it seems as though it was written by the writers from Saturday Night Live. I mean, I'll read it. Tail structure, it says, Sioux Scrofa exhibit straight tails. They contain the muscular structure to curl their tails if needed, but the tails are typically held straight. Hybrids of Sioux Scrofa exhibit either curly tails or straight tails.
So then technically the American Yorkshire falls into that category because it has a curly tail.
Right. At the beginning of this whole shebang, we said one or more of these characteristics is enough to qualify a pig to be feral in the eyes of the DNR. So if your pig has a straight tail, it's feral. If it has a curly tail, it's feral.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
And again, I have to commend Ed Golder because he really did. He said he couldn't talk about your particular case, but he did come clean about a lot of things, and he was very straightforward. And he said, "Look, we're really worried about what's happened in Texas and Florida, happening here with the Russian wild boar," and he specifically spoke about that one there as being the reason for this whole issue. And, you know, with that being said, and I asked him this, I says, can't you DNA test the Russian wild boar and then use that DNA structure against these pigs and say, look, these pigs don't have that DNA, so they're not Russian wild boar? I'm asking you that. Can't we, isn't there a simple scientific solution here other than it looks like a duck, it smells like a duck, it quacks like a duck, so it must be a duck?
Yeah. There really is a simple scientific solution, but it works against the state of Michigan. The Russian boar or the Eurasian boar is the pig that was probably on, say, Noah's Ark. It was the first pig. And everything else is a sub-breed of the Russian.
Or a hybrid, and, technically, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that has come out in deposition from the experts that the state is using, that the state used to write this.
Meyer and Brisbane, right?
No, that's a guy, that's an expert. That's a guy from the next town over.
Okay, okay.
He's going to be deposed next, but if you read his book, he doesn't even hold with what they've written here. See, the DNR has done a very dastardly thing, and Ed knows it. I hope Ed's listening to me now. He knows it. They put people on their staff. They called it the Invasive Species Council, and then they misquoted those individuals in putting this declaratory ruling together. And we have the proof of that because we deposed the people that they say were their experts, and those people say, I never said that. I don't believe that. One of the claims that the DNR is making is that there is more than one species of pig, and none of the experts agree with that. I mean, we can't find anybody in the United States that agrees with that.
So your contention is it's just a breed, it's a different breed, but what about the genetic testing? Can we get genetic DNA from some Russian or Eurasian wild boar and test it against pigs that farmers have and say, look, this pig does not have that those genetic markers? Can we do that?
No. If you took DNA from a Russian, you would have similarities in every breed of pig
walking
the face of the planet, and you would not be able to distinguish. If you could, they would. They would have. And I want to dispute something else that Ed has said.
Well, I got to ask you to do me a favor. We have to take a break because that's how I pay the bills here. So
okay.
I want you to be able to come back and dispute that. So just hold that thought. Okay.
Right.
We're talking with Mark Baker from BakersGreenAcres.com. This is a very, very complex issue here. And I think that what we can do as the participants of the Superhuman Nation in the meantime, while Mark works this out and however the chips fall, they fall, is go to BakersGreenAcres.com and donate money, a dollar. You know what? Sally Struthers is telling you to donate money to feed a kid in some other country. Well, donate money to feed a pig in Michigan. How about that one? Donate a dollar. Donate $5. Donate whatever you can. It goes to feeding the pigs until they can figure out what needs to be done up there. I think it's a noble cause. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100%
100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0
today.
The
way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to give me a pig's name because I just adopted a pig. I just donated $20 to feed a pig for 20 days. How's that?
Okay. You want me to
make up a name? Give me a pig's name. Come on. You could do like Sally Struthers. You could send pictures of the pigs. show pictures of the pigs. Make a drawing with crayons and stuff like that.
How about Ahmed?
Ahmed. Okay, I like that one. Okay, Ahmed. I just fed Ahmed the pig, so there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, what? So you wanted to get something. You said something that you think that they know about over there, but they're not complaining about.
Yeah, Ed is always, or the state is, and Ed's just a mouthpiece for the state. He said that they're having a really bad problem with Russian boars going feral in say, Texas and Florida. That is so wrong. If you can get on YouTube and you can put in wild boar hunts and you can see pictures of guys going up in helicopters and shooting at pigs out in fields in Texas and stuff, you won't see any Russians out there. They're all domestic looking pigs that have escaped. You know, they have black spots on them and white spots and stuff like that. So to hang this whole thing on the Russian, which is a legitimate heritage breed of pig, and a very good pig, I might
add. And that's what I want to talk about, too. But good, finish your statement.
Yeah, they're not mean or anything like that. Any pig that's out in the woods and has to fend for itself, you know, it's got to get mean if it wants to eat, you know.
Yeah, because real wild boar, they're aggressive animals.
Sure, I guess.
Right, I mean, but obviously they've been wild. They're not domesticated. They're not used to being around people.
Yeah, that's true. You know, another thing, like in the state of Michigan, we really don't have any feral swine to speak of. I've never seen one. I've met one person that's seen one. And you would know if we had them here because we have a lot of dead deer on the side of the road that hit by cars. And
yeah, they would eat that. They love carrion.
They would eat that.
Yeah.
So you would see that all over the place. And we don't. And one of the things that you said that I wanted to talk to, too, if I could.
Please.
You said that this is a very complex issue. Well, it's complex because the state has thrown in things like Russian. They've thrown in things like high fence hunting, those terms. And so people get kind of confused. But if we just take this down to, okay, we have a species of animal, and that's pig. And the problem that the state has is that they want to eradicate feral pigs. Well, okay, let's say that we were talking dogs, and the state wanted to eradicate feral dogs, which in the Detroit area, we have lots of feral dogs because there's no people there living anymore, but people leave and they leave their dogs. So we have feral dogs, terrible problem down there. Would it make sense if we were going to try and eradicate feral dogs to go house to house and say, oh, your dog's got a curly tail, so that one could go feral. We've got to do away with that one. And they wanted me to kill my pigs, by the way. They wanted me to shoot them, push them in a hole. So you bring it down to the canine level, and it seems it's very understandable. You know, feral dogs, would we kill off
all the dogs? Because technically any dog could become a wild dog if the owners throw it out one day or it breaks loose. And that's what the ASPCA and animal control does. They gather right. those dogs up, but they don't tell people that they can't have dogs.
Right, right. So they give out a list of 9 characteristics, and I'll just read you one. Juvenile coat pattern, Seuss Grotha has striped baby pigs. Well, most of the heritage breed pigs are striped when they're born. Does that mean because they're a striped pig that they're more likely to become feral? That's their reasoning. It doesn't make
okay
sense.
Let's talk about what could be motivating the state of Michigan to want to do away with heritage hogs in Michigan. Is there a large are there large pork producers there that feel threatened by
Let's
talk about that.
That's definitely what it is.
I mean, the American Yorkshire can easily become a feral pig just by getting loose and living in the wild, but they're not saying that pig should be eradicated, right?
That's right, they're not. And I can speak to this. I was at the deposition when Dr. Bates, who is one of their experts from Michigan State University, testified that the feral swine working group was headed up by a man by the name of Sam Hines, who is the vice president of the Michigan Pork Producers. So Sam Hines, who is the head guy at the Michigan Pork Producers, or the vice president, he got together people from the university and people from the Department of Natural Resources and said, by golly, we got to get rid of all these feral pigs. But description that they give of feral pigs describes every heritage pig ever known. Right?
Right.
Do you see the connection?
Yeah.
He wants to get rid of all the heritage pigs.
Now, but what?
So
okay,
that they
but,
can
but
have the market share.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. If people want heritage hogs, why don't these big pork producers just start breeding and raising those as well? They usually would jump in on this, go, hey, we could charge more money for it.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't thought that way. That's what happened with the organic market, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The
American Yorkshire apparently has the largest litters and the one of the highest litter survival rates of all the pigs. So obviously this is a really good profitable pig because it produces a lot of little piggies and they live.
Yeah, well, that's only true in the factory scenario. You got to remember, the mama pigs are in what they call a crate,
right?
And she spends several months in there, and all she can do is stand up and lay down.
Yeah, it's terrible. I know it's
so
sad. And the feral pig the heritage hog, they walk around, they live the lives a natural life like a hog is supposed to live, digging and playing and so on. So tell me about the taste of this this particular breed that you're raising. Is it a really good tasting piece of meat?
Oh yeah, it's outstanding. See, the factory pigs, if they're inside and they don't get any sunlight and they don't get to dig in the dirt and they don't get to be pigs really, their meat they're anemic is what it is. So their meat comes out just pale. It's white and it has no marbling in the muscles.
That's why they call it the other white meat.
Yeah, and that's why they only feed it to kids in school and prisoners, because nobody else wants to eat it. It's dry.
Right.
You know, I've had it. It's ick. You know, who wants to eat that? But our pigs, you know, they say that every muscle in the pig's body is connected to its nose. So our pigs are out on fields, and they get to dig, and we plant turnips for them, so they get to dig them up, and they're working. you know, they're exercising their body. So their meat is dark red, and you can see this on our website. You know, I've got pictures of our pigs cut in half because we do butcher right on farm. They're as red as beef, and the fat is a lot thicker, and it's pure white. It's snow white, and it's hard because we don't feed them genetically modified corn.
Ah, nice. Yeah, that means that also means corn. That their stomachs aren't destroyed either, because we did a show a couple years ago with Howard Vlieger from Verity Farms, and we talked about when he processed pigs when they were eating genetically modified corn and soy, they had lesions and opened sores in their stomachs, and their litter rates went down, and they developed GERD and all this. And then when they went back to traditional feeds, they got better. And so who the hell wants to eat a pig that's sick? You know I don't want. Look, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about what's the best possible scenario to play out for you. For those of you who want to help out Mark Baker, just go to bakersgreenacres.com and click the donate button. I just did, and I'm feeding a pig for 20 days, and I feel good about it. Help the guy out until they find a solution for his problem in Michigan. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres. So, what's the best possible outcome for you? First of all, it sounds to me like you're not just interested in getting rid of these hogs, but you wanted the right to continue to raise this particular breed, huh?
What, Russians?
No, whatever they are. Yours are not Russians, right?
Mine are Mangalitsas.
Right. So you want to be able to continue to raise this breed of hog
right.
without any interference from the state. And you know, it's interesting because Ed Golder said, you know, when I said, well, what are the different breeds of heritage hog that you have no problem with? And one of them was the Mangalitsa. He said, you know, we have no problem with the Mulefoot, the Mangalitsa. And so he's saying they have no problem with the Mangalitsa. You're saying yours is a Mangalitsa.
Yeah.
So somewhere somewhere the message is getting translated. What's the best possible outcome for you?
Well, we're asking them to rethink this declaratory ruling. I mean, here's what's the latest thing that's happened to me. I made an appointment to take my pigs in for slaughter. I got to go through a USDA slaughterhouse.
That's right.
U.S. Department of Ag. And the guy that owns the slaughterhouse, his name is Ken DeVries in Coopersville, Michigan. He says, man, I'm sorry, I can't take your pigs. I said, how come? And he said, well, your pigs have some of the characteristics in the declaratory ruling, and the inspectors won't allow them. They say that they're an invasive species. So Ed can say all the things he wants. He said, they've said many times that, oh, all the heritage breeds are okay, but when you get right down to it, the USDA will not allow our pigs in for slaughter. And it's all because of this declaratory ruling. So we want this declaratory ruling canned. And you asked me before, what's the way to do this? And I gotta back up a little bit, and I've gotta remind people of what the ninth characteristic is. The ninth characteristic is other characteristics not currently known to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources that are identified by the scientific community. So they're leaving a characteristic totally open for, you know, they can make something up down the road.
Just in case.
Now, what I think needs to happen is the governor should have looked at this and said, wait a minute, boys, you can't do this. But what did the governor do? The governor fired Rodney Stokes, who was the director that put this out. He fired him, but left this in place, hired a new guy to do it. So then the attorney general got involved. The attorney general, his name is Bill Schuette. He wants to be the next governor. He should have looked at this and said, wait a minute, we can't go to court with this. This doesn't even make sense. But they're pressing ahead with it. Why? Because the Michigan state government is arrogant. They're arrogant. This state is one of the poorest states in the union.
I know.
But the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has a budget of $350 million per year. And you put that up against the Michigan Department of Ag, which has a budget of $70 million a year. You know, what does the DNR do for the public here in Michigan? I don't know what the answer is here. We're taking them to court.
Well, let me ask you a question. If the problem is a pig getting loose, why can't they just force you guys to tattoo or do some sort of identification methodology and track your pigs? And if, you know, a pig comes up missing, you're fined or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, they already have that. It's called nuisance laws. We've had them for years. But we really don't even need that, Carl, because if you're in the farming business and your pigs get away, you're losing money. It's like you're in the used car business and one of them rolls out into the road and rolls down the street. It doesn't happen. That's what we do for a living. We contain our animals.
Right.
If one does get away, we collect it up. You know, I have neighbors on either side of me, and if my pigs get into their wife's garden, I'm going to hear about it.
Right.
You know, they've brought the high fence hunting people into this, and that's not what we do at all. We don't sell to high fence hunting places at all. Never have. I probably never will. It's not my thing. But it is legal in the state of Michigan. I think that if the state wants to make that illegal, why don't they just make that illegal?
Right.
Don't go after the pig.
Okay, let's say you guys find a solution for the current situation, and it's one that works out financially for you. Mm-hmm. Can you go to the state and say, look, I'm going to go out and buy some new breed stock. I want to buy a Mangalitsa You tell me which is falls into what's a mangalitsa. Help me come and buy these pigs so that I'm buying the kind of pigs that you guys like. I mean, can't they create some sort of a guide so they say, look, yeah, that's a good heritage? Because that'll put the rubber to the road. If they're really anti-heritage hog, they're going to say no to anything that falls into the heritage hog category.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be one solution. However, this is the United States of America. I am conducting a farming operation that is overseen by the Department of Ag. Never before in the history of our country has the Department of Ag said, you can raise this breed, but you cannot raise this breed. We're free people. If I want to raise llamas on my property, that is my business, not the state.
And there's an invasive breed right there that didn't originate here. I mean, llamas don't. You can't find a llama in the United States except on a farm.
Well, yeah, that's another thing, Carl. They're saying that invasive has to do with non-native species.
Well, that pose a threat to the environment of some way. You know what I mean? That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but what is a native species to the United States, to North America? Not cows.
Yeah.
Not chickens.
Not a lot of things.
Not pigs. There was no pigs here. There's no pigs.
I know
here.
The 1500s pigs came over. In the
1500s. Yeah, but they brought them over.
Right.
Brought them over and let them go. That's the way they did it years ago. This is how they do it in logging camps. Is they'll bring a bunch of pigs up there and then they just let them go. And the pigs are not going to go away from the humans. They're going to come to the humans because the humans are the ones that have food.
If I wanted one of those pigs,
yeah.
Could I get it from you as long as money doesn't change hands?
Sure.
That the deal there?
Well,
I'm not saying that I want one. I mean, we live too far apart. But I mean, if I wanted one of those pigs, could I say to you, hey, I want one of those pigs. Can you process it for me? By the way, I'd like to put some new aluminum siding on your house as an aside.
Yeah, well, that'd be fine.
The state would have no problem with that.
Well, they do have a big problem with it. They're making it very difficult for us to do anything. I wanted to ship some last week, some baby ones, and they just gave us nothing but trouble getting the health paperwork done. And I finally got the paperwork on Monday. No, we want them to get the hell out of our business. You know, they don't have any business telling us how
you
to
need,
farm.
You need,
this
you
has
need,
never happened.
You need a really, really, you need a high-profile, high-power attorney that's on TV all the time. You need somebody I mean, I'll tell you who you really need to call. You need to call, what's his name? Ron Paul. You need to get Ron Paul involved in this because, you know, he's a proponent for raw milk. And you need to call Ron Paul. Have you ever talked to Ron Paul? Have you reached out to Ron Paul about this?
No, I haven't.
You're stopping short. You need to reach out to Ron Paul. This is the kind of thing he gets involved in. And he's got the contacts. He's got the attorneys. He's got people that come in and against their experts and say, no, that's not a Russian wild boar. That's a mangalitsa. And so now you have two experts. Which one you're going to believe?
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad. I feel bad because you don't want to be doing any of this. You just want to raise pigs, process them, turn it into money, and buy more pigs and raise more pigs.
Yeah, just raise my kids, really.
Right. I know. I saw somebody plays hockey. I saw the video. I saw the hockey helmet in the background. So I feel bad for you. I feel bad that you got kind of thrown into this. And that's why I'm asking my audience to help you out and donate some money. Go to Baker's Green Acres, and I don't care what you donate, $1, $5, I donated 20. Just help them out so they can continue to feed the pigs until they can find an answer here. And hopefully the state of Michigan will see some of your points. They sound very valid to me, these points that you're bringing forth. Obviously the points that Ed Golder made sound valid to me. Someplace in the middle, there's got to be a solution that you can raise your pigs, not ever letting them become wild pigs. And everybody can coexist together and you can farm.
Yeah. I hope so.
I hope so too. I think you keep getting more people to look at this and scratch your head and go, what the hell is going on here? The higher the probability that there'll be an amicable solution here. And I say, hang up with me and find out how you can reach Ron Paul. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Because he came out on behalf of raw milk. He's come out on a lot of these types of issues because he believes in government, the fewer government interventions. And he may be able to hook you up with one of these you know, high-powered attorneys. I know Raul Federer is a divorce attorney, but, I mean, one of these high-powered attorneys that you'll end up being on 60 Minutes or 2020 one night, and that's the kind of scrutiny that makes, that greases the wheels, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Yeah, that would work. I would like that. I'll just end with this.
Please.
The Michigan Department of Ag, their mission is to promote agriculture in the state of Michigan.
Right.
Well, they have done nothing from me except take money from me and make my life difficult. And a friend sent me a thing from New Hampshire, and they have this thing about how free New Hampshire is and all this stuff. And we're honestly looking at doing something about packing things up and going to a different state. So if anybody hears my voice out there and they're at a state that could use us, we're considering.
Have you spoken to John Wood from U.S. Wellness Meats?
No.
I'm going to get your email address. I'm going to introduce it to you guys. U.S. Wellness Meats. John Wood is an amazing guy. He has the single best national delivery service of humanely raised pork, chicken, grass-fed beef. The guy is a business genius. He's a proponent for the industry, and I'm going to put you in touch with him so you can talk to him.
Yeah.
He's a good resource for you. You need to be talking to John Wood. I'm going to email you as soon as I get off the show and hook you guys up. And in the meantime, you look into Ron Paul, I'm telling you, okay?
I would. I will.
All right, keep the faith. Keep on fighting. And everybody, help the guy out. You know what? Someday I may have one of you on the show because you have a fight like this. So pay it forward. Thanks a lot, okay, Mark?
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, take care.
Goodbye.
I also want to thank Rob Regish for doing the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com. Learn more about MassPro Synthogen. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you.